FM Taco Bell News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Congress party endorses President Hakainde Hichilema ahead of August elections. Energy experts describe ERB's latest fuel pump price reduction as temporary relief. In international news, vote counting in Ethiopia begins as ruling party targets landslide win. And in sports news, Bafana visa delays finally resolved as Makelele and Bata head to Mexico. Up front, unreliable news every day. My name is Suyilanja Mulenga. Former Patriotic Front Alliance partner, the New Congress Party, NCP, has endorsed President Hakainde Hichilema for re-election in the upcoming August polls. NCP leader Pastor Chanda says the decision to back President Hakainde Hichilema came after extensive consultation and a thorough analysis of the current political landscape. While acknowledging that President Hichilema has not fulfilled all his 2021 campaign promises, Pastor Chanda emphasizes that the head of state has made significant progress and thus deserves another term in office. Expressing concern over divisions within the opposition, he highlights an unprecedented level of mistrust among political parties, which contrasts with late sixth President Edgar Chagwa Lungu's call for a united opposition. Pastor Chanda adds that the president's steady policy direction is crucial for the country's development and stability. In another development, energy expert Boniface Zulu has described the June fuel pump price reduction announced by the Energy Regulation Board as a temporary relief. Mr. Zulu explains that the drop in the fuel pump pricing, mainly due to improved performance of the local currency against the United States dollar and international oil market trends, makes Zambia's pump prices vulnerable to external shocks. He says this mixed determinant highlights the importance of diversifying Zambia's energy sources, including renewable energy, biofuels, and electric mobility, to lessen reliance on unpredictable international oil markets. He notes that while diesel and kerosene prices fell because of global trends and a stronger kwacha, petrol prices increased internationally, leaving local petrol prices unchanged. He adds that this mixed scenario further highlights the vulnerability of local fuel pricing to external market shocks. In a separate development, more than 1,500 men in Zambia have undergone vasectomy, a permanent family planning procedure that health experts say is safe, effective, and does not affect a man's sexual performance. Lead service provider Ospensio Nkuwa says many men avoid vasectomy because of misconceptions that it causes erectile dysfunction, stops ejaculation, or is the same as castration. Dr. Nkoa explained that these beliefs are false, adding that the procedure prevents sperm from mixing with semen, making pregnancy impossible while ejaculation remains normal. He stated that semen and sperm are different, with sperm making up only a small percentage of semen. As a result, the amount, color, and texture of semen remains almost unchanged after the procedure. Dr. Nkuwa encouraged more men to participate in family planning, describing vasectomy as a simple and reliable method for couples who have completed their desired family size. In business news, MTN Mobile Money Limited, MTN Momo, has taken a major step in expanding its digital payment footprint by enabling customers to pay for goods and services using Momo on Stanbic Bank point of sale POS machines across Zambia. Stanbic Bank joins First National Bank (FNB), United Bank for Africa (UBA), Indo-Zambia Bank, and Zanaco as the fourth banking partner to accept Momo payments on its POS network. This integration positions MTN Momo as the most widely available mobile money payment option on bank POS terminals in the country. The new solution allows MTN Momo customers to approve payments instantly on their mobile phones while merchants receive immediate confirmation on Stanbic Bank POS devices. This creates a faster, more secure and safe checkout experience for both consumer and merchants. Speaking of the launch, MTN Momo Head of Strategy and Business Development, Asiako Malemamuseva described the partnership as a significant milestone in accelerating digital payment adoption and increasing financial inclusion in Zambia. She explained that the addition of the POS to Stanbic Bank strengthens the bank's commitment to making normal payments accessible wherever customers choose to transact. With more POS acceptance points from FNB, UBA, Zanaco and now Stanbic Bank, MTN Mobile Money is advancing a cash-light, inclusive digital economy that benefits both consumers and customers. Both consumers and businesses, I beg your pardon. Malemamuseva said, she also noted that the collaboration supports MTN Momo's broader goal of delivering secure, accessible and convenient payment solutions while helping merchants reduce cash handling and serve customers more efficiently. For merchants, the integration expands payment acceptance channels, enabling them to reach millions of Momo users with faster checkouts and greater convenience nationwide. Stanbic Bank Head of Corporation and Investment Banking, Helen Luvamba, emphasized the bank's dedication to inclusive financial services. MTN Momo into our POS network is a key step forward, expanding digital payment acceptance and providing businesses with access to a wider customer base. This partnership supports Zambia's transition towards a more inclusive, cash-light economy. The rollout of MTN Momo payments on Stanbic Bank POS machines underscores both companies' commitment to expanding financial inclusion and advancing Zambia's digital economy. In international news, vote counting is underway in Ethiopia after millions of citizens cast ballots in a parliamentary election widely expected to hand Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and his ruling Prosperity Party another five-year term despite security incidents, opposition concerns and ongoing conflicts. Polling stations closed late Monday night across Ethiopia, with vote counting beginning early Tuesday after millions of citizens took part in the legislative